easy. You went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it?
Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was going to bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Clouds!
King of Clouds!
The Colossus of Clouds! The Colossus of Clouds!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. And our producer this week is George Katsarilos, taking your calls, answering your questions about the value of your collectibles. The number here is 312-332-3776. If you have an item you think might be of value, give us a call. We've got a prize to give away this week, a 2016 Topps Heritage High Number Baseball Box we're giving away to one caller. Or if you tweet a picture of an item, T Crown Tom's my Twitter ID, and we use it on the show, you get in the drawing, and the winner will be picked by Vince at the end of the show. If he picks your name, you have to email Vince at ERC Delivery by Thursday, and they will deliver free of charge right to your door, ERC Delivery will. Bill Huggins, you have a guest with you this week?
Yes, he's been a past guest on the show, Jimmy Spence from JSA Autograph Authentication.
Very good, Jimmy. Welcome to the show. I actually have a question for Jimmy that it's good that he's on the show. Thinking about this, I got an email this week from a listener who had, it's an interesting story on how he got this. In the 1940s, I guess his father for one summer had Babe Ruth as a neighbor. So Babe Ruth was in a Yankee uniform for some reason, I think to do some sort of an event or something. And they took a snapshot of him and then later on got Babe Ruth to sign the snapshot. Now, Jimmy, I know typically a smaller photo like that probably wouldn't be worth as much as a signed 8x10. But if they have the story with the background on that, does that help the value? Or how much difference does it make for a smaller snapshot compared to an 8x10 or a larger photo on a vintage big-name autograph like that?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure.
I would say, as far as the value is concerned, that's really a great item, especially for the family that owns it. I mean, that's kind of something you'd love to have handed down. But in terms of value, without having it in my hand, I mean, it's got to be worth at least $3,500, $4,000. But, I mean, if I had something like that, I would make my family, you know, sign some kind of a release. They would never sell that. That is so cool.
Yeah, I guess I think it's owned by the brothers, I think, right, in the family right now. I suppose more than anything they were trying to find out what the value might be, but I don't know. I think there's a possibility that they might end up selling it. But isn't that cool? I mean, to me, the story that goes along with it a lot of times helps make an item.
More than anything, though, they should write it down in their own handwriting. Not even type something like this, but they should write down the story of how they remember it, because that would add to the value. The provenance is exceptionally important on an item like that. So, you know, as opposed to, you know, it getting watered down over the years and people are kind of misstepping the story, I believe that somebody should get it authenticated by a professional authenticator like JSA, and in addition to that, have that personal story documented and handwrite it, date it, and even have it notarized. I think that would add probably another $1,000 to that item.
Oh, yeah, that really, to me, yeah. I had a few years ago, I don't know, this must be 7 or 8 years ago now, one of my customers brought in a Babe Ruth signed baseball, and it was pretty beat. You know, it was faded a bit, but it was a big Babe Ruth signature on the sweet spot. And the story that he had, it was in the 40s, and I think it was his either his Little League team or his Cub Scout crew troop were at the Babe Ruth radio show. And at the time, I was able to find some of the Babe Ruth radio shows and listen to a couple of them, so it was pretty neat. But I guess what Babe Ruth told the kids, he goes, you know, they were supposed to be able to tell some stories, and whoever told the best story, Babe Ruth was going to give him a signed baseball. So this kid told the story. He goes, well, I've got a riddle for you, Babe. He goes, whoa, son, tell me what that is. He goes, how could it possibly be that the first four batters leading off the first inning all get on base, none of them get out, not one player is out, and yet not one man scored? And Babe's like, I don't think that's possible, son. I don't know. He didn't tell me. And he's like, well, because it was a ladies' team. And so when we got that authenticated, and it sold for more because of that story. The guy who originally got the ball from Babe came in when a local customer bought it, and I took a picture of him shaking hands, and they talked about it and everything. And the guy that bought it really wanted it because of that. It added something to it.
What a great story.
Yeah, it was a great story.
You know something, Tom, on the flip side, when I've seen people try to embellish a story, you know, try and make up a story along the way, as soon as you could pick, you know, some portion of the story out that doesn't make sense, it devalues it. So you need to be so sincere about what you're saying.
Yeah, honesty is the best policy, without a doubt. And you're right, when something does happen, or if you're left something and told a story, when you're left something, really write that all down while it's fresh in your mind so you have the details and you go from there. That's the way to go with it. Well, the number here is 312-332-3776. If you have an item that's been in the family for years, you think it might be valuable, or you have a good story to go with it, give us a call, 312-332-3776. You'll get in the drawing. A Topps Heritage high number baseball box is the prize. That's a nice prize this week. So give us a call if you have something. And Brian from Porter, Indiana is on the line. What do you have there, Brian? What's up?
Good morning, Tom. I have two cards. One is a 64 Topps number 300 of Hank Aaron. It's graded by Beckett as a 7, it says.
Okay, so a Beckett vintage grading 7 on a 64 Topps Aaron. That's a pretty good card, Bill, a 7. And now, 64 Aarons, to really get into the Bucks, they have to be a little bit higher grade than that, but that's a nice solid grade for a set. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would think a 7 on that card is probably around $100.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking also. I like all the sets from the 50s and 60s, but 64 is a neat set. That's one of the first sets I remember buying packs at when I was a little kid. Was a 64 Topps. We had a real nice Mickey Mantle that I wish I had kept. I never remember.
When you were a kid, you had it?
Yeah, my brother and I split our cards and we literally had the old shoebox and cigar box. How we ever got a cigar box, I have no idea, because nobody ever smoked cigars in our family, but they were around. They were around.
I like your story of the Ernie Banks from the early, where you wrote on there good man or something like that. Yeah. I think that's pretty cool.
I have a 1966 Topps Ernie Banks card. I have a big like collage of cards on old beat up cards on the wall at T-Crown, and this 1966 Topps Ernie Banks card, in my handwriting, it's still the same card that I wrote good man on it when I was a kid. So not valuable, but, you know, it's not leaving the wall. So,
and a great connection to Ernie Banks and that whole time of the Cubs and all.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yep.
Now, Brian, you have anything else?
Yes, sir. It's a 2011. It's a Panini Prism Next Era Chris Bryant card. It's the blue one, and it says on the back, number 20 of 75.
And is it signed?
No, sir, it's not.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it wouldn't be that much value. Panini doesn't have the MLB license, so stuff like that in baseball, you know, it's not bad. It's good, but it wouldn't be as valuable as if you had had it from, like, a Bowman Chrome or a Topps Chrome Refractor numbered to 75 and not signed. So pretty good, but, yeah, not bad
so
at all.
So Panini can't even mention that they're on the Chicago Cubs, for example, that Bryant's on the Cubs.
Right.
They can't even use that name.
No, they have to do Chicago. Have you noticed
team,
that?
Yeah.
And then when they have, like, on some of, they have some nice baseball products, but they can't have the team logo on the hat.
Yep.
So they have to learn how to, and they've done it really well in some products and not as well in others, where they have to be able to crop the guys so it looks good, but they don't.
Right, it
doesn't look awkward that the logo's not there. Now, speaking of the 1964 Topps card, it made me think of that one of our listeners. Now, let's see. Was that Stan from Compton Hills came in, stopped in at T-Crown. These cards actually didn't look real to me, and it sounded like, Bill, from the email, that you hadn't seen them before. He had a 1960 Koufax and a 1965 Clemente with white card backs. None of the color was on there. I've never seen any, and the front of the Koufax card, it's hard to explain it, but it just looked funky. It didn't look right to me. Bill, you as far as you know, you've never seen any white backs cards, you know, without the coloring process done, that are legitimate graded.
Yeah, no, I'd love to see the card, because I'd love to see what kind of card stock it's on. Did you get to see the cards in person?
Let's see. Did he have them there? I don't remember if he showed me a picture or had them in holders. I wasn't able to hold the cards. So yeah, that would actually, I guess you'd be able to, if he could send them to you and do that, or if send them to a grading company and let them look them over, they'd be able to tell him for sure, I guess. But there was something about, especially the 60 Koufax, it didn't look right to me at all, the picture on the front. Now, if those did turn out to be legitimate, and, you know, there's none of those around, then you've got something, right, Bill?
Oh, 100%. If you could get them encapsulated as some sort of a proof thing or a variation thing or a spring process card. Oh, yeah, you got a home run then.
Yeah, that could be big money, even if it's not gem mint condition. If it's a one-of-a-kind or a real short-printed thing, then you've got some money there. So now, don't forget the Huggins and Scott October-November auction. Bidding begins October 31st, Halloween, and runs through November 10th. And you can go to HugginsandScott.com and see previews of some of the items are up there already. There's a lot of good items up on the site already. I don't see these very often. A 1953 Bowman baseball black and white complete PSA graded set. All of them are graded sixes or sevens, it looks like. 64 card set, $500 minimum bid on that. There's a few presidential signed items, it looks like, Bill, in this auction. There's a Theodore Roosevelt 1906 signed postmaster appointment, $400 minimum bid. A John Quincy Adams 1826 signed land grant, $500 minimum bid. Jimmy Spence, on presidential autographs, I'm sure you see a lot of them. Is there a president that you hardly ever see anything signed that's more valuable than people might think?
Well, you know, the one that comes to mind, William Henry Harrison, who was only in office for 1 month before he had pneumonia and died. If you could ever find something that was signed during his presidency, that's worth a fortune. I mean, there's probably, you know, less than 20 items of such. So I'm not saying, you know, every item that's signed by him is valuable, but he's certainly valuable during his, you know, presidential term, because he was sick most of the time.
Yeah, there'd be so few things. That's right.
Yeah, that comes to mind. But, you know, it's kind of odd, because a lot of the president's autographs you can buy pretty cheap. However, it depends on what it's signed on. I mean, there's a lot of land grants. There's, you know, there's quite a few things, especially the most recent presidents. But in more recent times, Lyndon Johnson is very valuable because most of the stuff is secretarial. I mean, you'll see a lot of stuff offered, but unless it's authenticated, you know, I wouldn't touch it because there's so much that's bad out there.
Yeah.
On him. And, you know, you wouldn't think that of, you know, a more recent president, especially from, you know, this past century.
Now that you've mentioned that, I don't remember seeing anything of him in any of these, you know, the products where they had the cut signatures from the presidents or anything. Yeah, you're right. You don't see a lot of Lyndon Johnson.
I see a lot more even JFK than Lyndon Johnson.
Yeah, his stuff. His stuff's valuable. Well, but
And there's a lot of secretarially signed and forged, you know, JFK. But Lyndon Johnson, I believe there's less of him out there on the market, valid examples, than, you know, JFK. Or even going back, I mean, you could buy Calvin Coolidge cheap, and you could buy, you know, Woodrow Wilson cheap, and, you know, going back in even the 1800s, there's a lot of, you could put together a nice presidential collection. I mean, you're going to come across, you know, the Washington Jeffersons and the John Adams that are very expensive, but somebody could put together a nice collection fairly cheap. I mean, I'm talking about in the hundreds for each of these people, but, you know, Lyndon Johnson, I would start with that because you get a valid example, it's difficult.
That was one of the things that had entered my wacky mind at one point that I thought, that'd be kind of neat sometime to get an autograph from every president of the United States.
That'd be fun to just enjoy the journey of collecting.
See one, you're like, whoa, and it's real.
Yep.
Carl from Naperville's on the line. What do you have there, Carl?
Good morning.
Hi. What's up,
Carl? I got a football autograph by Bo Jackson, and Minnie Minoso actually got it done for me.
Whoa, let me tell you about Bo Jackson.
Well, because he's on that TV commercial, which I think is really cool, that he's going to run over Bosworth, right?
Yeah, right.
That is so cool.
That was a classic play.
I would never sell it, but everybody says, what do you think that's worth? I said, well, the football's worth probably $80. I don't know.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Is Bo in the $150, $200 range, or is he more than that?
I think that's about right. I mean, especially on a football. I mean, if it was a jersey or something, it could be a lot more than that.
We had a listener actually came in this week, and it was one of these things that just kind of happened pretty quickly. I sent it in. I don't know if you saw it yet, Bill, but he had a Bo Jackson game used bat that he had picked up at a golf course in the area, and I think it's going to have to be authenticated by you guys also, but we got somebody taking a picture out here, and I get easily distracted. But
it's kind of cool being down here.
It is cool. Yeah, State Lake.
That's right.
Yeah, but anyway, back to Bo Jackson. How are Bo Jackson's game-used baseball equipment doing, and is his football equipment worth more, or is baseball equipment worth more, Bill?
I don't know that there's a gigantic difference. I mean, he was about the same as far as productivity in each of the two sports he played. So, and there's about an equal number of that stuff around. But the bat, yes, we did get it, and it's in the process of being authenticated.
Okay, yeah. I guess he golfs at one of the golf courses in our area fairly regularly, and I think he donated one of his game-used bats for a charity auction that golf course was doing, is what the story I heard.
You know something, Tom? As far as what I ask the question very often to people, especially the chase autographs, people that, you know, hound people for autographs, he is one of the most difficult of all the subjects to get an autograph from, say, you know, if you're out there in the public. He is notorious for being difficult. I mean, it's incredible. His name always comes up. He's always in the top five.
Wow, I hadn't heard that. That's interesting. So I'm trying to think now. I think that was a signed game-used bat, too, if I remember right. Yes. I only had it for, like, I got it. I bought a box that a bat could go in, package it up, and ship it. I didn't have it that long because, you know, we were coming up towards, you know, getting a deadline, I wanted to get it to the guys.
I bought a Bo Jackson bobblehead doll from your website a couple weeks ago, and it's with him breaking the bat over his knee. So
you did, really?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. But, yeah, tcrowntom.com. I've got a lot of stuff on. If you haven't been on my website in a couple of months or a year or however, all of a sudden the last couple of months, I got all kinds of stuff on there. Like there's Cubs playoff items. You can get jerseys, hats, bobbleheads. There's a lot of cool bobbleheads. I actually have another one coming that I'm going to give away on the show when the Cubs are in the playoffs, a different Chris Bryant bobblehead. I like that one, though, of Rizzo and Bryant together. You got that one.
I got
one,
it from your site. I ordered it last Sunday and got it on Friday. It's a dual bobblehead of Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo. Looks really cool.
That's good. Now,
looks really
if they turn out to be Maris and Mantle, you over the years, they are a pretty darn good combos, at least this year. So it'll be interesting. Now, here's some T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID, and I've got a few guys sending me pictures of things. Here's one from Paul has a Sports Illustrated framed sign magazines by Fergie, Santo, Banks, and Sandberg. That's kind of a neat display where he has all four of their covers, you know, when they were on the Sports Illustrated cover signed and framed with matting and a Cub logo in the middle. Paul Chi-Town Paulie sent that one. I like that one. I figure that's got to at least be in the $200 to $300 range. And A. Ferris has another item here. This is an old scorecard signed by Mel Ott, and it already has the JSA authentication to it. Now, Jimmy Spence on somebody like, you know, one of the big name Hall of Fame deceased baseball players from the 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever. What do you like to see value-wise as far when they come through and you don't see them a lot? Are scorecards good? Would you rather see on a bat or a vintage card? What do you think when you see it? You go, oh, now that's nice.
You know, you hit the nail right on the head with a sports card. I collect sports cards. My collection dates back, you know, to the cards from even the 20s. I just adore them. I mean, of course, there are people that collect bats, and those even sell for even more money, you know, baseballs. But sports cards, I love them. I've got tens of thousands in my collection. I just, you know, from the time I was a little kid, I just adore them. You know, and they're really neat, especially when people get them encapsulated as well. So that is really neat. That and canceled checks are the two things that I absolutely love to collect.
I'm big on the vintage cards that are signed too. I mean, to me, if there's still a you know, an older Hall of Famer and you hear he's going to be signing somewhere, you don't know what to get signed, and you have a nice card, but it doesn't have to be just so it looks good to you. It doesn't have to be in great shape. You want to get him to sign that. To me, that's a great thing to get signed. I love those things. That's where I've got that one Rod Carew 1970 card that's signed that came out of that Topps Archives Signature Edition. I've got it on my website right now, but I think I'm thinking of pulling that down and just keeping it because it's cool. And that was numbered to two in that product, which I don't know. That's something we can talk about maybe later in the show, but serial numbering on things and how that affects things in long term. It's time for a short break here now. The number is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. And Jimmy Spence from JSA Authentication is on with us. So if you have a question, today's the day to ask it. And hang in there. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to cash in on all those years of collecting? Consign your collection today with the experts at Huggins & Scott Auctions. As the fastest growing auction company in the sports and memorabilia industry, they'll sell not only the cream of your collection, but will maximize your return on anything in your collection with value. The next consignment deadline is October 3rd. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com or call them at 301-608-0355. That's 301-608-0355. Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service. 24-7, 365 days a year, ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service, 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.
Guys, if you're bald or going bald, you probably scoured the internet hoping to find a permanent solution. Well, your search is over. Listen to what formerly bald Chicago football legend Brian Urlacher did to get back a full head of hair.
My whole career, I was pretty much bald, so people just got to know me as being a bald guy. I did wonder what it would be like if I could have hair. Once I got my consultation at Restore, the decision was easy.
Introducing Restore Hair's new breakthrough procedure called follicular unit extraction that doesn't require any cutting or stitches and will actually regrow your own hair, leaving you with a hairline that's soft, natural, and completely undetectable. And it can all be done in one day.
I feel better with hair. People can't believe that it's my hair. Just an amazing experience for me, and I owe it all to Restore.
See Brian's amazing results. Call now for your free no-obligation consultation and change your life. Call 800-399-9898. That's 800-399-9898. 800-399-9898.
Buying life insurance used to be a pain in the... Not anymore. Many of you would rather have a root canal without anesthesia than buy life insurance. Pushy salespeople, medical exams, drawing blood, urine samples. Yuck. Now there's an easier way. In under 20 minutes on the phone, you can be approved and immediately issued up to $500,000 of high-quality term life insurance from top-rated companies. It's called Fast Life. No medical exam, no urine samples, no blood. And on top of that, you will save huge with Fast Life. There's no obligation to get a quote. It's quick, easy, and painless. You'll always get the best price. Call Fast Life at 800-254-9567. 800-254-9567. Spend a few minutes, save huge. Call 800-254-9567 or visit fastlife.life. That's fastlife.life.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi. We didn't get that out on the opening. With Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Plus, we have Jimmy Spence from JSA Authentication, Autograph Authentication, on with us this week. If you have an autograph question, something that you've been wanting to know, now's the time to call with a question about that. You can win a prize. I've got people tweeting a lot of cool stuff. We'll mix some of that stuff in. Like, for instance, Don H. sent this one. Boy, I just tweeted to his attention. How did you get these, Don? He has signed Michael Jordan game-worn uniforms from the Dream Team and All-Star games. It's very like, nice. How do you come up with that? Now, you guys want to try to put a price on how about each of those? Which one would be more valuable, do you think? And just a rough estimate, if you could even give an estimate on value.
See, you're talking about the Olympic basketball team and what other one?
A Dream Team. So the original Dream Team and then an All-Star game Michael Jordan worn jersey signed. Both worn by Jordan, both signed.
Wow.
If they pass all the tests and they are legitimate jerseys and signed by Michael, you're looking at 10,000 plus on a couple of those things easily. However, we have run across numerous ones of those over the years, and very, very, very few can pass all the tests to get to the finish line.
Yeah, that does seem like something that boy, I mean, I wonder how Don got those. I hope he answers that because, you know, if he was there and got them, but if you got them in the secondary market, it could be a little questionable.
Yeah. Maybe he was a ball boy or something or affiliated
with
the team.
You never know. Yeah, we had that one story where the guy's dad was the dentist for the Milwaukee Bucks, and he got a Olympic team-signed ball when the team was playing at in Milwaukee, you know, at their stadium. Here's Jeff has a neat item also. Luke Appling and Billy Pierce retired number display from Comiskey Park. So these were the ones, I wonder if he got these at a White Sox garage sale. These were these big round, and they've got like pinstripes on them. They got the guy's number for, it's for guys who the White Sox have retired their numbers. He has the Luke Appling and the Billy Pierce. I mean, that's another thing hard to put a price on, but you probably would try to auction those, wouldn't you, Bill? Don't you think they might do pretty well?
Oh, I think so. I don't know when these things were manufactured or where they hung or
how often they change them. I don't know either. Yeah, but if he has the paperwork from the White Sox that these were actually the ones that hung at the park, and if it has the years, they might have the years that they hung there. That would be interesting to see how much those are worth. Okay, we've got some people waiting on the phone here. We've got Ivan from, are you on the Stevenson driving, or are you from a town, Stevenson?
No, I'm driving home from the Stevenson.
Okay, how's traffic?
It's clear, so surprisingly.
All right, nice. Very good. What do you have?
So when I graduated from Marquette, my dad didn't, you know, send me a check, but he gave me, I think it's 54. The Topps Ernie Banks rookie card.
Whoa.
I just seen how much that's worth.
Well, is it graded or what type of condition?
Oh, it's in like the plastic thing saying rookie card. So, I mean, barely been touched.
Okay. Yeah, we'd have to look at the condition. If you can maybe send a picture of it, either tweet it to T Crown Tom, because you have to look at things, the corners, the edges, the surface, and the centering front and back. And Bill Huggins, like, what are some differences? Let's say he had one that graded out as a 3 or a 4, or one that graded out as an 8 or even a 9, the difference in value.
Well, between a 3 and a 4 and an 8 and a 9 is basically the difference between males and females.
Yeah, right. Mars and Venus. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, a 3 or a 4 is probably in the $300 to $400 range. An 8 or even a 9 would be in the $10,000 to $20,000 to $50,000 range.
Oh, yeah. The high grade vintage rookie cards of Hall of Famers now just are going crazy. So, Ivan, you definitely want to get that card either at least looked at. You could stop by Triple Crown in Naperville sometime with it, and I'll look at it to give you an idea on the condition. But if it's high grade, you got to get that baby graded without a doubt, man.
That'd be a heck of a graduation gift
if it
was an 8 or something for like 10G.
Think about it. Yeah, well, if you got it, you know, depending on how long ago that was, if 20 years ago you could get a nice Banks rookie, it wasn't that much money.
Yep.
Jeff from McHenry's on the line. What do you have there, Jeff?
Good morning, Tom. Nice to hear you again.
Yeah, what's new?
Yeah, I sent in that authentication of the story behind the Elvis Presley autograph.
Oh, yeah. That's a good story. Can you do a real quick rundown of how you got it? And how, then we'll talk to Jimmy Spence about how that might affect the value having that story and also having those publicity photos with it.
Correct, yeah. Well, when I was a young man, about 16 years old, I was working at the kitchens at Sara Lee in the mailroom and print shop, and the guy in there was named Frank Esposito, was my boss. And I had come in from school one day after school to work one day, and he told me we had a special assignment to do. If I would take care of it for him, make up some memo pads. And I was looking at the memo pads and said, EP Enterprise. So he made up the memo pads and we sent them all out. And he told me that they were actually for Elvis Presley. And only to find out that they were for his brother, Joe Esposito, which is Elvis Presley's administrator. About a week after that, I came into work and there was a phone call and Frank picked up the phone and he told me, he says, yeah, Jeff, he says, I told you to tell your friends not to call you here. And I said, well, I told them not to call me here, but he said, well, you better take this one. I think it's important. So I picked up the phone, and he says, hello, Jeff, this is Elvis. Oh, yeah, right. And he said, I wanted to thank you for doing up those memo pads for us. I really appreciate it. If there's anything I can do, let me know. And I says, well, I'll let you get an autographed picture. He says, I'll make that happen. And about a week later, we got to the autographed picture with some other pictures along with it. It says, signed, thanks, Elvis Presley.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, Jimmy Spence, how often do you see Elvis legitimately signed photos from late 50s, early 60s? Are those pretty common or not so much?
Well, I see a lot that, you know, people feel that, you know, even with great stories like that, but there were so many that were secretarial signed.
Yeah, right.
And it wasn't done maliciously. It was just an accommodation. So, you know, Elvis, you know, unless you got him in person, it's very, very difficult, you know, through the mail to get a valid example. I mean, and again, it wasn't done maliciously. It was an accommodation.
Yeah, a lot of busy celebrities. Yeah, and they just say, "Hey, can you sign that for me and send it out to them?" So it'll be interesting to see if, hopefully, Jeff, this turns out to be authentic. Bill Huggins, do you know if that has been sent out yet for authentication by any chance? Probably.
I'm not sure the final results of that right now. I think Ricky and Ryan are. Went up to JSA last week, and I think they're processing all the stuff that was shown to them, which I'm sure, I think that was one of them, and Ricky, unfortunately, is out playing golf this week.
Well, Jeff, hopefully we get good news on that one, and then we can watch the auction run in the October Huggins and Scott auction. Bidding begins Halloween, October 31st, and goes through November 10th. Now, guys, does it help much that he also had a couple publicity photos that were sent to him along with it? That would be, if it is a legitimate signed Elvis with a couple publicity photos, does that help the package much?
Oh, sure. I mean, the more the merrier, though. You know, you always like a little lettuce, tomato, and mayonnaise on the first.
Yeah, it seemed kind of neat. Boy, I hope that it was such a beautiful signature. Yeah. I hope it turns out. For his sake, to be legitimate. Superman Todd is on the line. What do you have there, Superman?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
For my 40th birthday last year, I got a football from my parents. It's a three-panel ball with the regular leather panel on it. It's got 60 Hall of Famers on it, 22 of which are deceased, and it's PSA authenticated.
Okay. Are there certain NFL Hall of Fame signatures, Jimmy, that really are tougher, that if they're on there, it really helps the value? I know some of the NFL Hall of Fame stuff, they're pretty easy to get, and the value's not that big on a lot of them. Who are some of the key guys on an NFL Hall of Fame signed item?
Well, within the last 20 years, if an item is signed, I mean, the guys that I'd be looking for would be Walter Payton, Johnny Unitas, and say Al Davis. I mean, those are the three guys that I can just think of right off the top of the bat that, you know, if they're on there, it's going to increase the value of it. I mean, there's a lot of Hall of Famers that sign a lot of items. So, you know, the Knicks, you know, because of, you know, early deaths or especially Al Davis, you know, he never sat down to get a public signing. I mean, that those are the ones that are, you know, more difficult and less often on items like that.
Jimmy, here's on Twitter, somebody just sent an item here. It's a $5 bill. I think he said it's 1914 date on the bill, signed by Dizzy D. Now, what do you think of the value of that one? $5 bill with a Dizzy Dean signature.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting. Whenever I see currency, it's obvious that someone didn't have anything else to get signed, so they, you know, they pulled whatever paper they had out of their pocket, and you know, it seems like that's very early. 1914. That's a very, very early piece of currency. You know, you would expect something from the 1930s when his name, you know, started, because you know he was probably a little kid, you know, at that point when that bill came out, but. You know, sometimes when they have a date like that on a piece of currency, it doesn't mean it was issued then. It might have been a series that, you know, went into the 20s even.
Yeah, he said series of 1914, so I don't really know how that works. So I guess that could have been actually come out later.
Hmm.
Yeah, interesting. Well, we're already at time for another short break here. I just look up at the clock. It's zero again. We still have some time. We're on till 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. The number is 312-332-3776. 888-332-3776. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to cash in on all those years of collecting? Consign your collection today with the experts at Huggins & Scott Auctions. As the fastest growing auction company in the sports and memorabilia industry, they'll sell not only the cream of your collection, but will maximize your return on anything in your collection with value. The next consignment deadline is October 3rd. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com or call them at 301-608-0355. That's 301-608-0355.
Better tires, better prices. $70 back when you buy four. Cassidy Tire and Service, Chicagoland's tire and service experts for over 100 years, have put every tire on sale. And right now, you'll receive a $70 Visa gift card when you buy four qualifying tires. So, the best tires have the best prices now at Cassidy. Fall is coming soon, so why not take care of your car now? Oil change, wipers, brakes, and tires. Cassidy can take care of all your car care needs. And you can take advantage of this incredible offer. $70 off a set of four tires at one of our 15 convenient locations throughout Chicagoland. So hurry in for the best price on tires and the best service anywhere in Chicagoland.
Don't just buy tires, buy Cassidy.
Cassidy, Chicago's Tire and Service Centers. Family owned and operated since 1914. Or visit CassidyTire.com. That's CassidyTire.com.
So let our family take care of your family.
This is the sound of everyday engine threats like gunk, wear, and corrosion, unleashing their wrath on your engine. Now, this is the sound of Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, providing the best total engine protection you can get. Period. Think all premium fuels are the same? Think again. Choose Shell V-Power Nitro Plus today.
Historic Autograph Company is releasing new product in time for the fall. Collect today's top sports stars in our King's product. Or take some time and remember the greats with our originals, the 1970s edition. Don't forget to collect our masterfully crafted Art of Football Series 2 as you watch your favorite teams compete for a chance at the big game. Visit historicautographcompany.com for more information. That's historicautographcompany.com.
Some people are born to serve. They go above and beyond, acting bravely to keep the rest of us safe and secure. They're the men and women of our military, and at Super 8 Hotels, we'd like to thank them for their service with 15% off any stay for active and retired military. It's a great stay at a great discount with amenities like free high-speed internet and free breakfast. We're honored to serve those who serve our country every day. Super 8 Hotels. Learn more and stay super at super8.com/military.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Plus, we have Jimmy Spence from JSA Authentication here with us today, answering your questions about the value of your collectibles. 312-332-3776 is the number to call. If you have an item that you think it might be valuable, or if you have a question, an autograph question, you've today's the day to ask it. We're giving away a 2016 Topps Heritage high number baseball box to one caller. Or if you have an item that you tweeted, or if you bring it in during the week to Triple Crown Naperville and I mention it on the show. For instance, yesterday, Walt from LaGrange, who's a regular listener, stopped by with some old hockey items, mainly hockey programs with some many signatures. Jimmy, tell me if any of these are some of the highlights. These are tougher hockey signatures. John Ferguson, J.C. Tremblay, Eddie Jackman, Vic Hadfield, Bernie Boom Boom Jeffrey. Got to love that one. Dave Keon, Punch Imlach, John Bauer. The holes obviously aren't that tough. Reg Fleming. Any of those stand out? It's like, ooh, I don't see that one very often, or all of those fairly common?
Well, I think Imlach is probably the toughest of the ones you named, but a lot of the other guys, you know, were on the show circuit, signed an awful lot, and, you know, we see them quite a bit. You know, in hockey, kind of the autographs took off much slower than, say, the baseball and the football. So, you know, those are you know, old desirable type autographs at this point. But, you know, the guys that passed away, you know, say 15, 20 years ago, those are the ones that, are, you know, are a little less common than the ones that were signed thereafter.
Hockey seems like a sport for the future, too. I think some of the rules changes they made, what, 10 or so years ago, plus HD is just the best thing that could have happened to hockey, being able to see the puck and follow the game so well. I think it seems like it's really picking up steam and popularity. We've got Armin from Westmont on the line. It sounds like you have something pretty good there, Armin. Tell us about it.
What I've got is the 1952 number one PAFCO card, and it's graded 6.
Oh, a 6. Now, how does that do? I know that's a tough high grade, Bill. Is a 6 fairly common, or what do you think of the value of that one?
6. At a 6, you're starting to get into some good money there. Yes. I'm not 100% familiar with that price right now, but I want to say I think a 6, we're getting close to several thousand dollars.
Yeah, very good. Have you had it very long, Armin?
Yeah, I've had it since I was a kid. I collected it, had it in a shoebox like you did.
Oh.
And I didn't put any rubber bands around it, so.
Very good.
It's a nice card.
Yeah, I've had people bring in and they've got, you know, all rubber banded up and real tight around them. It's like, oh, gosh, that makes those indents. Well, that's great, a 6. That would definitely be something if you ever want to auction it with Huggins and Scott. Bill, I'm sure you'd be happy to auction that.
Can I bring it to your shop?
Yeah, Armin, you can bring it into Triple Crown anytime. Now, Bill, okay. is it too late? Like, let's say he came in Monday. It's already graded, so he still would have time to get into the October, November auctions, or is it getting too late for that?
Oh, no, 100%. We're in, definitely. We've got about another week, 10 days or so, at least.
As long as things don't have to be authenticated.
Okay, I'll bring it in Monday.
We lie to all of our consigners about deadline date.
You know, I've got a Mickey Mantle postcard from his Holiday Inn in Joplin, Missouri.
Is a signed postcard?
Well, he signed it. You know what I mean? It's
like a stamp,
printed on there.
Yeah, I think that's more in the neat category than much value to that. But but the PAFCO number one, if you want to,
bring it in Monday.
Yeah, great.
There's a PAFCO PSA 5 that went for over $900 on eBay. So
six is going to take a nice jump. So that's a good card, Armin.
Okay, thanks.
All right, very good. Yeah, that's interesting. I know, Bill. Have you ever had I imagine there aren't many nines or especially not tens. I know some of the nines and tens on PAFCO. Oh my gosh, big money.
If you have a 9 or a 10, you can trade it in for 4 wheels and a hood.
A new wing at T Crown.
More wheels, one way or the other, for sure.
Yeah, right. Okay, let's see who's waiting the longest. We've got Jeff from Orland Park. Thanks for waiting, Jeff. What do you have?
Hey guys, how are you? You know what? I had a quick question. I got a Winter Classic jersey that's signed by the whole 2010 Hawks team in Quinnsville.
Cool.
If I wanted to get it authenticated, is it like per signature or is it for the whole piece?
Jimmy Spence, why don't you give him the lowdown on that?
We give a package price on an item like that. If there was signatures, say 20 or more, you're probably looking at a fee of about $150 to get the entire jersey authenticated. But that's a neat item because if it's the Winter Classic, it's just one day. It's not like the entire season. It's that one day that you know all those people were together.
That Winter Classic was a great idea. Whoever in the NHL came up with that idea, when they first started doing it, I thought, well, what if the weather is, you know, but actually, even with bad weather, it makes it cool. So,
I don't know if I'm recalling correctly, but the first game was, it actually kind of snowed a little bit.
Was that at Wrigley?
Yeah, it may have been, but I remember some snowflakes kind of coming down, which kind of playing hockey in the winter. It was strange when you're a kid playing outside.
Yeah, you'd be worried more if it turned like 60 or something.
Yeah, really.
All right, yeah, that's a neat item. All right, let's see. So don't forget now, HugginsandScott.com. If you go to their website, there's previews of lots of different items that will be in the October-November auction. Here's one that's kind of interesting. Jimmy, I know you said you like signed checks. Here's Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, a signed checks pair with a $150 minimum bid. I imagine their checks are fairly available, or are they pretty tough to find?
There was a huge find years ago, and I mean, I happen to own, you know, one of each in my collection, but they're not rare. I mean, they've been out there, but it's a cool collectible because, you know, we all grew up with them. So, you know, to have the pair, it's just a wonderful piece of memorabilia that, you know, you could bank on being good, because I don't think I've seen a bad one out there of either.
How about Fred and Ethel? What was it, William Frawley and Vivian Vance? Are they if you're getting Lucy and Ricky, you got to get Fred and Ethel, don't you?
I tell you what, William Frawley, I think he died in 1966, to my memory, and he's a difficult autograph. You know, that would be even more valuable than Ricky and Lucy.
Yeah. Wasn't he kind of a bit of a crusty guy?
A grumpy guy.
Not real friendly from what you hear.
Yeah, Desi insisted that he was going to play in that, you know, be on that TV show. And he kind of, you know, was older than Vivian Vance at the time. And it worked really, really well. I think, you know, the studio didn't want to touch him because I think he had a bit of a drinking problem. But it worked like a charm, obviously. And he played Uncle Bump on My Three Sons. Prior to Demarest, prior to William Demarest, right.
There was just something on Netflix yesterday. I was watching one of the documentaries, and it was the 70s. And it was on all the different TV shows in the 70s. Saw there that. Were actually some pretty good shows that came out in the 70s, you know, things like All in the Family and MASH, and it was really a good
it's interesting how the broadcasting industry reacted to All in the Family when it first came out. That documentary really shows a lot of the details and background on that was really interesting.
Yeah, and then they tried to come up with that Family Hour, which was actually 2 hours where they couldn't talk about things that would make people uncomfortable, it was a pretty interesting documentary on Netflix. Yep. But the old TV shows, without a doubt, you know, going back to Fred and Ethel, I don't think either one of them was real happy with who they got cast with, but they must have been really pretty good actors because their on-screen chemistry was very good. Yeah. All right, we've got Mike from Oak Lawn on the line. What do you have there, Mike?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's up?
A few things. I like to have the address of the store in Naperville, but I got some yearbooks from the Pilots, the first year.
Seattle Pilots, huh? You have anybody signed on that?
No.
Okay.
And I got the Padres first year.
Any value to those, Bill? The old yearbooks, the first year yearbooks of some of those teams that came in the 60s?
Well, the Seattle Pilots yearbook could sell for around $100, a little more. The Padres, a little less than that. The Expos, probably a little less than that. But, yes, there is value to those, absolutely. Depends on condition.
If they're in nice shape as a lot, would that be something that you'd want?
It depends on how many do you have, Mike?
I got one of the Pilots and the Padres. I also got the 64 and 63 Kansas City A's.
That's interesting. Yeah, I guess we'd have to look and see how nice they are. Now, you have something from Ted Williams also?
Yeah, I got a baseball button. I got this at the flea market way back in the early 70s. Then about 2 months later, he was the manager of the Rangers. He was in town, and he signed it in pencil.
In pencil, huh? I wonder how that looks. I can't imagine. Now, what do you think of that? Jimmy Spence, that's a good question for you. You get an item, a vintage item, and if it's in pencil compared to a bold ink signature, what's the difference?
I certainly rather have it in ink, but it depends on how indelible it is. You know, it's very, the contrast, it has to look nice for it to hold a better value. I mean, Ted Williams, you know, after he passed away, the family virtually had a an arsenal of autographs that, you know, certainly devalued his autograph. So it's, you know, it's not one of the more valuable ones, especially since he was such a great Hall of Famer. I mean, it's hard to believe how much his signature is devalued over the years because of the glut that came into the marketplace.
And that was mainly because of his son?
Well, I'm not going to blame it all on his son because, you know, his son actually, you know, helped build that arsenal. But he died shortly after Ted died. It was actually Claudia, his daughter, that, you know, released it all out to an auction house in Pennsylvania. And they just, you know, kind of blew it out all at one shot.
Huh. Okay. Go ahead. Was somebody going to say something there?
Yeah, give me the address in Naperville.
Oh, yeah, Triple Crown in Naperville. It's 414B West 5th Avenue, corner of 5th and Mill.
414B
West 5th Avenue in Naperville. TCrownTom.com is my website that you can check things out. It's got my hours and all that stuff on it. Evan actually just put up a picture on Twitter of his Ernie Banks rookie card. It's hard to tell from this picture, but it looks pretty nice. It looks like it, you know, might be in the 5-6 category. So it definitely has some value to it. Now, Bill, if somebody sent you an Ernie Banks rookie 5-6, is that nice enough to get graded, or would you just say condition on that one?
Oh, it was a 5-6 would absolutely be good enough to get graded.
Okay, very good. We're already towards in the last minute
by
here.
Way
so,
too fast.
Jimmy Spence, thanks for coming on with us today. It was actually very interesting. The show whipped today, but thanks for all the info. Always good to hear. And don't forget now, HugginsandScott.com. The bidding begins on Halloween for the Huggins and Scott October-November auction. Vince, time to do
this
the drawing.
This week's winner is Brian from Porter, Indiana. So, Brian, send me your address via email, vince@ercdelivery.com before Thursday. And I'll get this week's prize to your door free of charge. Of
good to know that ERC actually delivers to Indiana
every
also.
Day. Yeah. We're there every day.
Very good. ERC, how does somebody get in touch real quick, Vince?
630-516-1199 or email vince@ercdelivery.com.
All right. Very good. Now, don't forget, we'll see if the bears are wounded animals or if they roll over like dead saps. And we'll see how things go with that. Have a great week, everybody. And thanks for listening.
Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service. 24/7, 365 days a year, ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service. 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.
Are you looking to cash in on all those years of collecting? Consign your collection today with the experts at Huggins & Scott Auctions. As the fastest growing auction company in the sports and memorabilia industry, they'll sell not only the cream of your collection, but will maximize your return on anything in your collection with value. The next consignment deadline is October 3rd. Visit them online at HugginsandScott.com or call them at 301-608-0355. That's 301-608-0355.
Hey, Chicagoland, summer is over, but the deals are heating up at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on gorgeous pre-finished hardwood from just $149. More than 30 varieties of beautiful bamboo from $129. Top quality North American and European laminate from just 39 cents. At least 20% off in-store closeout deals and more. Plus, special financing. The end-of-quarter clearance sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get to Chicago's favorite flooring store today.
Your Kia deep to the track. Planes racing by your seat at 265 miles per hour. Pilots withstanding up to 10 G's of force right in front of you. Experience the thrill from closer than ever before. Red Bull Air Race World Championship. Witness the world's ultimate motorsport series at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, October 1st and 2nd. Tickets now on sale. More info at RedBullAirRace.com.
This month, Advance Auto Parts is all about the tailgate. Start by getting your ride ready with 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic for $26.99. Oil that's titanium strong, keeping your engine running tough no matter what punishing plays Mother Nature might call. And get a Bluetooth speaker featuring your favorite NFL team to make your tailgate experience complete. Because it's game time. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Free by mail with purchase of 5 quarts of any Castrol Motor Oil. While supplies last, see store for details.
Do you and your friends like to make friendly wagers on the golf course? I know Golic does. That's why you need 18 Birdies. It's a free mobile app that helps you keep score, set up side games, and track all those friendly wagers you make along the way. You can even use it to line up the perfect shot with its incredibly accurate GPS. 18 Birdies GPS Plus gives you a bird's eye view of every hole and the yardage to every pin. So lose the old scorecard for a better way to play. Get 18 Birdies and up your game. 18 Birdies, downloaded for free at the App Store or Google Play.